Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, gearing up for preseason game one, Texans, Vikings, 3 p.m. tomorrow, right here on Sports Radio 610. Also, I mean, if you're watching it, ABC 13, I believe, is the TV place to get it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that if you're just trying to find a stream, I know that if you have NFL Plus, you can pretty much watch all the games there. I don't know how else you would stream it otherwise, but I feel like I've given you a number of ways.
Or if you get the Fire Stick.
Okay.
You got it, man.
How would you do that on the Fire Stick, Figgy? Would you like to care to share with the class?
Yeah, man. You just just hook it up. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah.
My people know what I'm talking about.
They do.
I bet they do.
Yeah. Real recognize real.
Is that right?
All right.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. All right. Both of y'all are real disingenuous with what y'all are doing right now. I just want y'all to know that.
Look, real recognize real. That's y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Y'all. Use your third eye, brother.
should be ashamed of yourselves. I didn't mention this earlier. Jimmy Ward, who we mentioned, was arrested again yesterday. It was in line with him violating the terms of his bond. Mm-hmm. So I think it was consuming alcohol is what it was. He was at the facility today,
yeah,
receiving treatment. It seems like per his own Instagram account, he posted on his story. So he is out and about still. And, he did go back to the facility to get training. So he wasn't hemmed up to the point where he is locked up or anything. Mm-hmm. But that did, again, pose another question. And we talked about it.
Yeah.
I imagine that's not going to make his legal troubles any easier.
Exactly.
That run in. However,
that's the big takeaway from it.
Yeah, that is the big takeaway there. However, we're gearing up for a game. And I think that also with that, I kind of want to go back and look at what some kind of telling quotes over the course of training camp to this point might kind of give us about where the team is, mm-hmm, at this point. How does that sound?
That sounds like a winner.
All right. So let's go back to, I believe, Monday. D'Amico Ryans, head coach of this football team, was talking about this offense. I mean, we were talking about some of the things we're interested in seeing in this, mm-hmm, game, and a number of them were on the offense. So D'Amico Ryans was just talking about how this offense is going to this point. And which cut is this again? This is, of course, I lost it.
I got it.
Thank you. This is D'Amico Ryans talking about the offense to this point.
In the same vein as I said for the defense, our offense is getting better. That's training camp. I talk about it all the time. I'm not just throwing out a term, but when I talk about iron sharpening iron, if everybody brings their best every single day, we will all get better. We're still one team. We're going to go out and compete against another team. We are making each other better here. Our offense is making our defense better. Defense is making our offense better, and that's what training camp is all about. So I'm very, excited to see where our guys are, and really I'm excited to see them go play against someone else. It's becoming that time of camp where it starts to get a little chippy. Guys are tired of going against each other. So I'll be excited, you know, when the end of the week comes and we're able to go against Minnesota.
End of the week is here. How do you think that, you know, kind of gauging after this week came through and you saw this team, I think, actually get better? Like, how do we feel on his statement there, and where do you think they are headed into this game?
Yeah, I would tell D'Amico, you and me both are looking forward to seeing how they look against another team, because the defense is so good, but yet, as you just mentioned, we saw a couple of hints, and it wasn't like, oh my gosh, you know, the offense took over, but they were better in protection, and better in the run game, and just better in general the last couple of times out. So, and, you know, we're talking about these things that were said this week and kind of, you know, spinning it forward to tomorrow and beyond. This is going to be big. We talked about it. The number one storyline that we all agree on is how are they going to look against someone else?
Yeah, and that this is where our first opportunity to get a taste of that. In line with that, C.J. Stroud also was talking about this offense and, you know, the installation of the Nick Haley offense and how it was going to that point.
Yeah, every day we're growing. We're, you know, everything is starting to come a lot easier. We're starting to make more plays, know what guys are good at in the scheme, and trying to fit the guys to do those type of things. So, you know, it's not overnight. So, in our defense, they've been together for 3 years almost, like a lot of the same guys. So, you know, they're making calls and checks quicker sometimes than we can, and then it's vice versa. So, I think it's good. You know, we're one of the best, I think the best defense in the league, you know, and it's been hard, but it's also, you know, very great for us to get a good challenge every day. Yeah.
And this is one where I definitely, I mean, who wouldn't, you know, want to see some progress with the offense and not just the offensive line, specifically C.J. Stroud, you know, making, you know, not looking like his head is swimming, as we've been talking about this week, and making some good decisions and moving the ball down the field and, you know, hitting receivers in stride, not making some very uncharacteristic misses with his accuracy. This is one where I don't know if what he just said I really believe. Like it's coming a lot easier, he said. It hasn't looked it.
Well, for him, unfortunately, how much do you anticipate him playing, if at all, in this?
No, you're right.
We're not going to get much of that. Yeah. I think that we'll have to wait to see the joint practice on how much that, at least the results.
But even
of
the offense.
Show. Yeah, in general. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we mentioned D'Amico. Why not get him ready for this Vikings game? Hey, D'Amico, what are you hoping to see from your Texans team versus the Vikings?
On Saturday, we play the Vikings. What I want to see is our guys just go out and see who can go play when the lights are on. Like, guys do it sometimes in practice and the lights come on. Sometimes you see guys show up even better in the game, and some guys don't show up as well. So I just want to see who shows up when it's game time. I've seen them practice now for several weeks, and I'm pretty sure I know what guys are capable of doing, but sometimes you always have those guys who surprise you in preseason game, and that's the exciting part about preseason, seeing those young guys right shine bright when they get their moment. So I'm looking for guys to go out and have fun, execute, but most importantly, like, just play for each other and finish the game the right way.
Who are the guys on this Texans team, imagine, especially rather the ones who I think are actually going to play in this game, that you think are the gamers that come to mind when D'Amico says, ooh, who are the guys that show up under the lights? Because I know one of them immediately jumped out when he immediately said this, when I heard it again there, Jalen Smith. He feels like it could go the other way, where he has shown so well in practice that if it doesn't show up, you go, oh man, he might be a practice warrior of sorts and not a dude who shows up in the games. But he was one of those dudes that immediately I thought of, oh, okay, let's see how much the game aspect of this shows for you.
Yeah, no, I like your choice there. That now that you said it, I think I would agree. But I don't know who I think is going to be a, quote, gamer, but he's talking to young players, and I think he's talking specifically to players, you know, like that and Jalen Reed and Jaden Higgins, because, you know, the importance of that position and what they're doing. Those are the two I'm looking at. And by the way, you know, Woody Marks. But wouldn't it be something if, like, we're kind of like, well, we've kind of seen a little bit here and there, but not really a whole lot. And all of a sudden, boom, you see it, you know, like, because it happens every year. Like, it happens every year. There's some player, some young player.
Somebody you can't keep off the field.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, you know, didn't see that in camp. You know, didn't see that in practice.
I would love that. I would love if that becomes the problem, where it's like, damn, Woody Marks might be too much of a gamer for us, but we got to find a way to get him involved in what we're doing here. That'd be fantastic. I mean, because – think about that. Joe Mixon, who, you know, is kind of just does everything pretty damn well. Nick Chubb, who might be in his big boy bowling ball era of sorts, while still having a little bit of explosion, as was evidenced by that big play that we saw him make out there in West Virginia. And then if you get a Woody Marks, it's like, all right, well, here comes a little bit of speed that you have in here, toting the rock, but also some really good pass catching ability that you can feel comfortable
playing.
That
might be the one I'm hoping for the most.
Of all the rookies
even
that shows out?
Even though I mentioned Higgins and Noel earlier, because there is such a focus on them, boy, if you can get up, you know, if you can show something, see something out of Woody Marks, you'd be like, whoa, that changes things a little bit.
No, that changes things a lot of bit because, yes, we can think, and we're thinking very myopic with this year, which is fair. I think the thing that gets really interesting is your succession plan for the future at running back is still very much not set up, right? You have Joe Mixon, who, again, what is he? He's pushing 30, if not already 30. I can't remember exactly how much he is or how old he is. Nick Chubb is also in that same boat.
Yep.
Those guys aren't long-term answers, even though that they are very much right now guys. And then you talk about, I don't know, Jawar, who still hasn't been able to lock in. Dare clearly isn't an answer in any ways. If Woody Marks starts showing up like he is going to be some level of answer is, who's going to be a prominent back, if not, you know, your primary back or whatever into the future, that'd be really, really cool, especially as so much of your team is geared up, not just for winning right now, but in the next two, three, maybe even four seasons.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if you have one of your answers in that running back room.
Yes, it would.
In that way. All right, some other ones, some other things kind of audio-wise that we've heard. How about this? Let's go back to this because this becomes very front of mind for us. Actually, let's go to the Petrie one. I was about to go to the C.J. Gardner-Johnson one. I'll save that one for a second. But Matt Burke, who we had an opportunity to hear from, both talking to him, but then also on the podium. This is him excited, his excitement about Jalen Petrie returning to the team.
He's a good player. You know, he's a good player for us. And infectious personality, energy. So I think we missed that as much as anything. But I think he's picked up right where he left off in terms of his grasp of the defense and what he's doing. And just trying to deploy him as a weapon for us and the things that he does really well. So he's one of the most pleasant players to be around, just for how he works, how he approaches the game and his attitude every day. So I really enjoy that for sure.
And Jalen Petrie's importance has been multiplied as of yesterday.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because let's think about this. When you had C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you had two guys that could come from deep or shallow or rotate right before the snap and blitz. You know, that's what they – Gardner-Johnson was playing close to the line of scrimmage. That gave D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke so many more options in terms of sets and looks and playmaking ability. Now they got one guy. You know, that's the biggest – and you could almost argue that's the biggest loss when it comes to C.J. Gardner on the field is like the option it would give you as a play caller. Because all of a sudden the quarterback's looking like, oh, there's C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He's probably going to blitz. Oh, wait a minute. Petrie's over here. I don't know who's going to blitz. Now you know. You know, I mean, obviously there's other guys that can do it, but at that level from the secondary, those are the two best guys. So I think Petrie, having him play at that level, the level he did last year, and now with Gardner-Johnson's injury, it's even that much more important.
I can see that, like the optionality and flexibility that it felt like you were adding on to the Texans' defense with the C.J. Gardner-Johnson as opposed to Eric Murray, who, I mean, you saw him utilize blitz every once in a while, but no, it doesn't seem like you have the same effectiveness as I imagine C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I could see you on that space, but yeah. So yeah, Jalen Petrie does become, especially with the ways that he kind of slides in almost as a third linebacker in those instances where you're running in a nickel and gives you a physicality and ability to trigger and all those things. Yeah, no, I think that's fair, especially because if it's MJ Stewart or Miles Bryan or Rush Yeast for a small period of time or even a longer period of time, they probably are more like coverage. I don't know how much you want them involved coming up and hitting, at least in the same way. Like, obviously, they're going to need to come up and hit, but I don't know how much you gear yourself towards doing that. That's fair. Speaking of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, let's just hear it. This was D'Amico and his reaction to C.J. Gardner-Johnson being injured yesterday.
Yeah, of course, it's heartbreaking when you see a guy go down on the field like that and doesn't get up quickly. So I'm always, nervous as a head coach anytime I see anybody hit the ground. It's tough to watch. So we'll see, we'll evaluate CJ, see where he is, but no update at this time.
The update now we now have is not an ACL tear, at least like in a major sense. I imagine that a sprain is probably still within play here. I mean,
a sprain or something else.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't know. Yeah,
that's kind of crazy because there was a period of relief of, thank God, that feels like it's worst case scenario and we're not there. But then that kind of opened up a whole nother box of, okay, if it's not that, then what is it? And what are we dealing with? And we still haven't gotten those answers just yet.
Yeah, just an enormous loss, and it is going to be a loss. I said earlier, and I do believe, at best case scenario, and I hope I'm wrong, is maybe a month, 4 weeks. But it's going to be a loss, and we should find out here pretty soon more detail on what it could be.
I mean, absolutely. I would hope and imagine that by the time, you know, you get into the drive, and hopefully before the drive ends, we'll have a better idea of what you're dealing with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and that will, I think, dictate to Nick Caserio and the Texans how you need to proceed with that spot. Because unfortunately, especially with what we talked about with Jimmy Ward, your depth is such that you got guys that I'd feel comfortable putting in there for a game or two. I don't know that you have guys that I feel comfortable handling a larger stretch of a season should you need to get there. So we're still waiting on that. Interestingly enough, this became a little bit of a thing to some degree. And I think maybe less his body language in particular, but the way that he sounded is something that popped up to me and you as we were listening to him. But this was CJ talking about his body language.
I don't know. It's hard. I'm very competitive. I don't like losing. I don't like making mistakes. But I would say I just, you know, in those moments, I just breathe, relax, try to just calm my mind. And, you know, just trying to just find something positive. Like, I always try to remind myself, like, this is cool. Like, I'm in the NFL. You know, like, you know, I don't, like, God didn't have to bless me with this, but he chose to. And I got to steward it the right way. And I don't think, like, complaining about – I can complain every day if I really wanted to, but, like, there's no positive in that. So I try to just try that and just be grateful for the little things. And even though they're not little, they're huge, they're big. Like, I woke up this morning, you know, and I'm able-minded, able-bodied, and I'm just blessed to have that. So I would say that helps me be more positive and have better body language.
Which is interesting because you just said – you and I both talked about this. Sean and Seth talked about it. Clint and Ron talked about it. Clint flat out said, you know, something ain't right, you know, at one point early in camp. So, I mean, this is something we're going to just monitor until it's not there anymore, right?
That's all we can do because, it would almost be something else if this was CJ's first year and we were just kind of getting a feel for him. We know that he operates as kind of a cheery kind of dude. Now, of course, what is getting him to a place where he's, you know, has that kind of, he's down on himself. Obviously, you can easily look at there's a lot on his plate work-wise, just figuring out this offense. And that's gonna be there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever else might be happening, obviously you hope that also resolves to help him be himself. But, I mean, as I've talked about before, I subscribe to that Deion Sanders, like, look good, feel good, play good. And right now, I don't know if, like, some of that feeling is also affecting, as we've seen him, be a little bit less of the accurate self that he is. And I wonder if, once he gets a better command of the offense, and maybe he just has that.
That's it.
Walking crotch first, right? Like that same thing, those things that give you that confidence. Mm-hmm. If that then doesn't help him rebound to being the CJ that we know he's capable of being.
There'll be a lot more swag, a lot more confidence, a lot more cheeriness if he just starts clicking with the calls and the plays and the throws that he's making.
Yeah, that's something that you really hope comes together. So just a quick accounting of training camp thus far through some quotes that we got from the Texans. And then, of course, one of them that we didn't play there was just about the bonding that they've had. And I imagine that that's something that shows up in various different ways as the season goes along. But it seems like they play for each other. And the defense has always had that. I'm interested to see just how much that happens with the offense, how much that feeling comes, especially with them spending the last 4 days or the previous 4 days in West Virginia. It's actually five because they had the travel day and everything out there. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's about that time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us, man?
Yeah, so have you ever thought about what your pet was thinking? Well, if you want to know, you can pay $275 an hour to find out.
That's expensive strain.
And I will explain that next. Plus, imagine getting an HR complaint because you didn't invite somebody to your wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. It's going to be some nonsense. Let's hear it next.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. Happy Friday, fellas. We finally made it to Friday.
Thanks, man. Yeah, football tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Football tonight, too.
True.
So, yeah. You know what? Let's get a little funky on this Friday.
Okay. See, that's what I need.
I want to play
now some. We're talking.
Yeah, I want to play some little James Brown or something, man. So, I don't know if you guys seen this story, but have you ever thought about what your pet is really sitting there thinking about?
All the time.
What strain?
Huh?
What strain is it, gentlemen?
What do you mean?
For you to be sitting here thinking about what that animal is thinking. What strain is it?
No, it's not even that
crazy. They look at you and sometimes, they make these facial expressions.
Sometimes my dog just be staring at me. And I'll be like,
Exactly.
What are you thinking about?
Like, you are a bump on the log when it comes to that.
What strain? Just let me know.
I'll be sitting there like, what do you want? I get to the point I start going around the house like, what do you need? You need to go outside? Mm-hmm. Are you hungry? You need some water? He just be staring at me and following me.
I feel like Jackson, though, in particular. Jackson don't
he
want
does
nothing.
That more than most
he don't want nothing. Yeah. He's just looking at you.
Yeah, I'm just like, what do you want? Sometimes he get very needy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want, man? Mm-hmm. But apparently it's a you can find out what your pet is thinking. So it's a pet psychiatrist or
psychologist
or pet psychic.
Oh, psychic.
We changed the meaning very much.
I want to make sure I got this right. So it's a pet psychic by the name Shira, who is based out of New York somewhere. She can telepathically communicate with your pets, both living and dead.
All right. I mean, come on.
So for $275 an hour, she offers virtual sessions where pets allegedly share thoughts about their mood, comfort, health, professions, and just thoughts on clothes and all that crap.
I'm going to say
are you buying this or is it a scam?
I'm going to say what my mom used to tell me when I would do something silly with my money. Why don't you just burn it?
Actually, I have a better suggestion. Give it to me if you're trying to waste your money.
Why don't you just burn your money?
Yeah. If you're trying to waste your money, I got you.
I feel like I'm in the wrong field.
You lost me at psychic.
Shout out. That's what I was like. I heard psychiatrist and I was like, this sounds like some hokum. And then I heard psychic and I was like, this is definitely some hokum. From the 832, your dog's thinking about food 100%. Just saved you a whole bunch of money there.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently it was one memorable case involved in Central Park. I guess it was some type of cab horse who told her that he had a toothache.
Mm-hmm.
And veterinarians confirmed that the issue believed the horse, I guess, really did have a toothache. And then he ended up eating afterwards.
That's a great guess. It was all good.
Almighty.
A broken shot. Clock is right twice a day.
That's exactly right.
She got Mr. Ed right, right quick. I like that. That's dope.
He just told me he's got a toothache. All right.
What do you know? Oh, he did have some teeth issues.
Maybe the fact that his teeth were green was a giveaway. I don't know.
You know what's funny is here. If you're willing to pay $275, I feel like you're invested in her being right. So whatever she says,
exactly. Just like any psychic. I will say this though, Figgy, I would pay when Gibson was with us to, or even not apparently, but when he was with us, to know what he was thinking. Like it'd be fascinating.
All right, there you go. You don't need to do more than an hour. Just pony
Jerry,
up that 275.
You got a sucker over here.
There's one right there.
Pony up that 275.
Not with a
Let's
psychic.
Find out what Gibson was about.
I'm in the wrong profession.
What
man.
I'm saying is, if it could really be done, I'd pay to do it.
If I was a real jerk, what I'd do is I go get like somebody to record it, pretend like I paid $275, and have somebody just roast you in the voice of Gibson. Like Gibson thought that your hair was thinning. In that
I'll be sitting there like, man, your dog is tired of you complaining all the time. Yeah. Shut the hell. He wants you to shut the hell up. He even think about running away sometimes. So you need to get it together.
All right. Let's assume that the psychic actually can do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you the psychic and you're getting a dog that's like, nah, bump this dude. I don't even like living here. Do you tell that person? Like, there's no way that you deliver that message, right? There's no way that you're like,
why not?
Sorry to be the messenger, but they actually hate your stinking guts.
You probably, I mean.
$275 that you can make that check out to.
Yeah.
So I kind of did a little research on YouTube and ran across something similar that happened, I want to say over 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little story about something similar to this where a lady felt like she could communicate with pets, and this is how it sounded.
When your cat starts acting up,
okay,
and your dog won't play nice,
come here.
You want to know what's up. Cat owner Thea Carroll can't figure out why her cats don't get along, drink in the sink, and even worse,
peeing in the house.
Carroll says nothing seems to work, so a friend told her to hire someone to look into her pet's minds.
I'm called last. I mean, they'll call the dog psychiatrist, the vet, the blah, 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 and then they call me.
Laura Lassiter claims to change pet behavior by talking to them, and she believes they talk back. She can even ask animals when they're going to die.
Are you thinking about leaving your physical body? No.
What?
Anytime soon? No.
Lassiter acts as a mediator between you and your pet, but we can't hear what she hears.
Just like I'm talking with you, it's no different. It's just that intelligence is in another body form.
Lassiter says she listens to hearts and minds, and that gives her all she needs to know. Lassiter's been using her gift since she was a child, but not everyone's been accepting.
Honey, I was raised in Tulsa. They wanted to burn me at the stake. Are you kidding me?
But does it work? Dog owner Gigi Pelosi says yes. Lassiter got her pet to stop hiding from the family.
And it's been very positive, and everything that I wanted to come out of it came out of it.
All right, I think I need to leave Sports Radio 610 and get into this profession.
Yeah.
It's probably more lucrative.
They are cleaning up.
Yeah.
You know what my thought was during that entirety of that clip that you just played? The economy can't be this good. It can't be. Like, the economy can't be this good that somebody's like, I got money for this.
Yeah.
It can't be. I refuse to.
I need to find them people who had that money for that.
Well, they're suckers.
I would be sitting there like, yeah, your cat Harry. He said your husband is cheating on you.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
That's what he said.
Wow, that got dark.
I do like that you take it to a messy place.
I'm just the messenger. That's what he said.
He was here.
He was messing around with the mail lady. I don't know. She came in the house. She was in the house for about 50 minutes. That's what Harry the cat told me.
Yeah.
Did y'all's brain go the same place that I did when y'all learned that lady's last name was Lassiter?
I thought it was Dr. Doolittle.
I thought about Kamari.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how this would tie into Kamari. Like, would this be, hey, Kamari, have you heard about this lady that got the same name as you? Like, I just feel like there's got to be something there that I would. I want to get Kamari's thoughts on these.
And what
things.
If he said, "Yeah, I talked to him too. It's our family."
Oh, that's my auntie.
I know how to do that.
You know where I go to? I'd be like, you know what? Cornerbacks are different. You just got to be different to play that position. You know what? It's fine. You good, Kamari. Keep going. You good.
Yeah. Keep on cleaning up. $275 an hour, man. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Golly.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So just imagine not inviting a coworker to a wedding and you get a call to the HR office because you didn't invite them.
I'm sorry. Someone texted in about the last segment and said, what if the dog speaks Spanish? And for some reason, that's hilarious to me.
I'll be wondering that, though, man.
He's talking. I hear him. I just don't speak Spanish, so I ain't got you.
I always thought about this. It was an episode that Everybody Hates Chris. Some dog was running, and I guess the dog spoke Spanish, and he didn't know it. So the dog kept chasing after him or something like that, and it took somebody to know Spanish to say a Spanish word.
No, I've seen dogs like that.
Yeah.
In fact, there was it was when Gibson was getting trained at Man's Best Friend. There was a dog there that was getting trained for commands in three different languages.
Damn, that's got to make you feel bad about your dog.
The dog was amazing. Like the I think
dog
the,
know more languages than you.
I think the dad was German, the and then was English, and then the mom was Spanish or something. The dog could take commands, like any command, in three different languages.
That's impressive.
That's
man.
Impressive.
Nah, I like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were going somewhere.
Yeah. So it was a bride to be who recently reported that her company's human somebody from her job reported her to HR because she wasn't invited to the wedding. So the coworker who I guess she knew the bride casually at work complained that being excluded created a hostile environment.
You want to know why people don't like you at work?
Yeah.
That is why people don't like you at work.
Yeah.
That is it's kind of an opportunity for a PSA that I love making, which is just because y'all work together don't mean y'all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do not make the mistake that just because they're your coworker, they're inherently your friends, especially if y'all don't hang out outside work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a situation that happened here that related to me one time when it came to that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So this was a minute ago, probably like 2019, somewhere around there. I forgot. But Clint Sterner, he was getting married.
Yeah.
And
oh, call him out.
We know about this, but it was early on. Clint was getting married and all that stuff. And I remember In the Loop was talking to our program director at the time.
Yeah.
And y'all was talking about the wedding. And right, yeah, you going. And then the program director looked over to me like, Fig, you going? I'm like, nah, I'm not. I wasn't invited. I ain't going.
I remember this.
And then he tried to make it, well, everybody don't get invited to everything. I'm like, bro, this is not a big deal, man. Like, and I was cool with Clint. I'm cooler with Clint now.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he was to get married today, he would probably invite me. But at
well,
the time,
let's ask him.
We have an opportunity.
Maybe not, but you know, I ain't really make that a big deal. We all coworkers. We, you know, I know Clint, but I didn't know him to that level where I was expecting an invitation. Right.
Yeah.
What would it
he made it so dog program made it so doggone awkward. I'm like, bro, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
What would have taken you to go to HR about it?
Nothing. Yeah. I don't care. I'm actually fine. If somebody don't invite me to a wedding, I'm not mad at all.
It's silly to get mad, you know, at anything, especially at the workplace.
Yeah. All right, but like, what about you don't get invited to a friend? Like, how good of a friend would it hurt?
I think that's different. Yeah. Like if you think you're good friends and you don't get the invite, that's totally. But the workplace?
Yeah.
She sounds like the worst.
No, she's the problem.
She's created a hostile environment because you didn't go to that wedding.
Didn't get the invite. Yeah.
You sound like the absolute worst.
Wonder why she didn't get the invite.
Because of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I want to play this for y'all. So, y'all are familiar with the rapper Latto, a female rapper from Atlanta, or I think she been living in Atlanta or whatever. I ain't going to go down that road. But she was in the jewelry store, and the owner decided to play a little question game with her. So he asked her a question, and if she get it right, he would take $2,000 off of anything in the store for her.
Oh, I love this. Price is Right.
Yeah, so this is how it went. I want to see if you feel a different type of way about her after this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. So $2,000 off if you can give me the right answer. Cool.
Okay.
The 45th president of USA and the 47th president of USA, they both have the same parents. How is that possible?
We both got the same parents. The 45th president of the USA and the 47th president got the same parents?
Yes.
How do the 45th president and the 47th president got the same parents?
It's a mystery.
They got the same parents because God made us all.
Yeah.
And we all got the same parents. Because we not own the 47th president.
Right.
That's why.
It is. You want to know the answer? So the 45th president was Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And the 47th president is also Donald Trump.
She was so lost, man.
Yeah.
Where she went wrong is I would have just been like, get out of my face. I'm here to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me questions?
I'll pay you $2,000 more to not ask that question.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
And then she tried to say, we're not on a 47 president. What are you talking
about?
Made it even worse. So how do you feel about her after that?
I mean,
Should she be the girl that just posts pictures and don't say anything?
I won't say that. However, I will
but
say
But you are thinking that.
I am in the same place that I was. But here's the thing.
Just post pictures and look pretty.
I don't think everybody got to be smart to exist. I don't think that, you know, like, hey, man, there's all sorts of different levels of intelligence. And I feel like everybody has value. Yeah. And she got enough value where she can walk into that jewelry store and talk about $2,000 off and that not worry about her. $2,000 at a jewelry store is not a thing I can do right now. So go, more power to you, lady. More power to you.
I just feel like this is kind of reflective of just so many people that don't know basic stuff.
They not tapped in.
Yeah, yeah. This is like a Titans schedule release video, you know? It's just like, just kind of weird.
People
like,
around don't have a clue who these teams are.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
All right. There you go, Figgy's mixtape right here, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Always a blast. And I did not know people were scamming to the degrees that they were. Talking about I could speak to not only your living, but also your dead pets. Like, come on, man. That sounds...
Give me $275 and I'll tell you what he's saying.
That's just getting robbed. That's all that is. All right, we keep it rolling on a Friday, headed into a weekend where you get Texans preseason game number one versus the Vikings at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 610. Before we get there, let's chop it up with the fellows of the drive, Clinton Ron. But also, I want to, we mentioned Seth had a great interview with D'Amico. D'Amico said something that was very interesting, and I have a question that spurs off of it that I want to get your insight on. We'll talk about both of those next. Been a good Friday here in the loop as we are gearing up for Texans, Vikings, preseason game number one. That is 3 p.m. on Saturday, which is tomorrow, right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. It'll be Sean and Seth getting you going at noon. And you want to hang out with those guys. They have great conversations. It's the reason why. I have a feeling that you won't get that before the game. Or maybe you will. That's the beauty about Sean. He contains the multitudes. Seth also contains multitudes, including being a fantastic interviewer. He talked to D'Amico Ryans yesterday before he headed out from West Virginia, and it was fantastic. It was a fantastic conversation.
Figgy's ready for the
Wow. There's drops in here that I didn't even realize about. I ain't never heard that that Penetrator drop before, which he's not wrong, and I imagine that to be the case as a defensive lineman. But that defensive camaraderie that him and D'Amico had playing together was a fun anecdote that we were laughing about that he had in D'Amico's first year. But so it's great 20-minute interview. I encourage you to go back and listen to it when you have time, maybe some weekend listening. One of the things that Seth and D'Amico were talking about, D'Amico was kind of talking about is one of his philosophies on, you know, how much information and how he kind of allows his players to play fast. I thought it was very interesting, but I thought he also sounded a little bit like a defensive coordinator. Listen to this, and I have a question to ask you, Logan.
I truly believe in making football as simple as possible for you. Like, I've been on defenses where you try to run 50 different calls, and you're not good at any of them.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, you run this scheme and this cover. Yeah, we run this coverage, but it's going to be very detailed. And every little detail that we can even think about, like, is going to be dialed in. Mm-hmm. And our guys are going to know that detail. And then once we get that defense down, then we go to the next one. And we're going to dissect that thing and make sure everybody knows all the ins and outs. And so now when you line up, we've gotten so many reps at what we do. Now we can mix and match. We can do different things. It looks more complex than it is. But it's
the illusion of complexity.
That's what it's all about, right? But I still want our guys to go out and be able to play fast. I don't want Kamari thinking. I don't want Aziz thinking. I don't want Will thinking. I want them to be able to play as fast as possible. And we do that by myself keeping it as simple as possible.
Now, this is clearly a core philosophy for D'Amico as a coach.
Yeah, he came in saying it.
And I love it. It makes sense. It's perfect when you talk about, you know, actually executing. And we've seen it. The defense proves that this is a philosophy that works. It's worked with the Niners, the teach tape that he used for the Texans, and now it works with the Texans to a high degree that these guys will get out here and play with a level of quickness because they know exactly what they're doing because it's simple. And then you dress it up to make it look. But he sounds like a defensive coordinator because that is all entirely about the defense. The question I had is, especially with him, the head coach, he's over all of this. How does that philosophy then translate to the offense? Or does it? Is that something that comes to mind for you? Because I imagine that, especially with D'Amico this year, taking a little bit more ownership of the offensive side of the football, and I think rightfully so, I'm interested to see if that finds its way at all into what Nick Haley does and the way that this Texans offense operates.
I think it's, I'm not going to say a reach. I think it's different. Playing fast on offense to me means playing smooth with no mistakes.
Right.
You know, if you can, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you look to your right and you raise your right eyebrow, you know, then you snap the ball, everybody knows what you're doing. I mean, you and the receiver, as opposed to like fast-paced Chip Kelly, get to the ball, you know, that type.
No, of, for yeah, sure.
Yeah. No, that's not what I interpret as a fast pass. Like a clean, smooth, no hitches, everybody is – And it's funny you say that because the Texans offense right now looks slow because it's, you know, we've talked about CJ, et cetera. We talked about it today. It kind of looks slow because it feels like everyone is thinking a little bit. So when we get to the point of, you know, looking confident, players getting to the line of scrimmage, you know, the call getting from CJ to the center to, you know, to the receivers without the entire play clock running out, then – you know, we're in business. And that was a big problem last year, was the play clock running out. They weren't playing fast, you know. And so to me, it's just like smooth more than actual don't think, go get the quarterback, you know.
And then outside of the speed of it, I think when I hear him talking about playing fast, I think the biggest thing to talk about there is the simplification.
Yeah.
Everything is simplified so that you're not, he said, I don't want a Kamara to be thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't want Aziz to be thinking. Not that they're not utilizing their brain, but that it's more reactionary and you're operating off of the muscle memory of, I've done this so many times. And what's funny is I don't think that they're wrong. The Texans, especially with Nick Haley at the helm, are wrong for going about the offense the way that they are. However, it does feel like that's kind of antithetical to what they're doing. Like this is not getting simplified in a way. This is kind of being made more complex in that we're going to have a game plan offense that changes week to week depending on who we're going. Like that is not, hey, you've done this a million times and boom, we're just going to be able to get out here and do it.
I'm thinking about that.
In theory, right?
Like, yeah, because I think you're right in the sense of you're changing, basically, you're tweaking the game plan every week.
And the types of things that you do. Like, I don't know that it's going to be, hey, this is our bread and butter and we do this against anybody. It's going to be, hey, well, this is close to our bread and butter, but this is how we operate it and we run it to go against this team, to go against the Rams, to go against the Bucks, to go against the Ravens. This is going to be a different, which doesn't feel like, hey, we're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's simplified. Maybe there's some dress up, but we're doing this so that we can execute it to the best of our abilities.
Yeah, but I think more so on the offense, when you talk about the game plan and maybe the complication is this, but I don't think you're changing a lot of plays. You're using different plays. You're attacking different areas.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what they mean by game plan. Like if there's a, let's say they were facing a defense like the Texans, they were a really good pass rushing team, maybe a little weak at safety. You know, who knows about, you know, the ability to cover the slot, you know, or the middle linebacker in coverage, which is, you're describing the Texans defense. I think they would game plan to exploit those things. It's not your changing plays or adding this or that. I think it's that's what they mean by it.
Well, and the thing that I was thinking about, because again, since I heard this yesterday, I've been kind of been pondering on, all right, how does this filter into the entirety of the offense for, like, under DeMeco, right? Again, sounds like it's very easy for him to implement in defense. I do wonder if this is just, this is going to take time. It's going to take the offense being, you know, used to this, doing this a number of times over a long period of time to then get to a place where, hey, we have such a familiarity that then we just immediately get to our spots that guys know, hey, this is the intent of everything. And so I don't have to think about what is happening with this and what is happening over there and how does my route then gel with it. I kind of have it feel more natural. And that's, I think it's good in theory on the long term, but it does scare me a little bit on the short term. It's kind of some of the things we've talked about in the first few weeks that that might cause some, I don't know, cause for concern, but might give us a little bit of pause is that it might not look all the way together because it's going to take some getting used to and not just getting used to on just how to execute it, but getting used to get to where it's second nature of sorts.
Well, the reality is, you know, we talk about the offense taking time. We're talking about CJ Stroud because everybody else has a much, much more limited number of things they have to remember on a given play. See, you know, when we say this offense is going to take time to get to its peak, we're talking about CJ Stroud.
You know,
because the receivers have like two or three things. Okay, if he tells me this, I got these options. I mean, you know, Clint knows this. I mean, you know, I've been guilty of it, Clint. I'm like, well, boy, you know, it could be five games before this offense really kind of understands what it is. It's CJ Stroud we're talking about.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.